Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Take some things back to our various trusts or teams, then we can do that. But it's key to share sovereignty. So nobody owns the client or the population or this service or that service, but we're all together doing it. The second thing they said was it's good to develop a shared narrative to explain to staff and users why integrated care matters. Because if our staff are not on board, the service users are not on board, you can imagine the chaos that could, a client or a service user that's used to come into this clinic for their service, if you're telling them that tomorrow the service will be moved to this area, or if you're telling your staff you're being co-located to this team, without proper explanation, that's not going to work. We know how protective we are about our territories, all of us, all professionals. So apparently we need to be breaking those barriers down and very fast. Now, develop a persuasive vision to describe what integrated care will achieve. Now, establish shared leadership. Now, this is leadership across all levels. So it's not just from the boardroom, it's not top-down. It should be top-down and bottom-up all together, but leadership across every level. Because you have, a skill mix and lower bands, higher bands, everybody working for the same good and for the same purpose. We need to create time and space to develop understanding and new ways of working. We need to identify services and user groups which would champion these things and move our new plans ahead. And it will be up to each local population to say what is their priorities. Because if you have, especially elderly, a huge population of elderly in your community, then you probably need to provide services or look at them first, because they tend to be intensive at using the resources we have. So that's where social care and health really have to come together and see how best they can help that target group, that client group. We need to look at technology as well and how we use the single technology for both sides, social care and health. And that is a massive problem, especially for health, with confidentiality and data protection and whatever. But there are ways of working together and bringing the barriers down so this program can move forward, because we really have no choice now. Now, I won't read through all of them. The rest of the points could be put on the slide for people to have a look at or to download if they want, and some opportunities, great opportunities that are coming from working together, because there will be new roles emerging from health and social care coming together to provide services for the same client. Now, if quickly move on, we have two presentations this morning. Each will be 15 minutes, and at the end of the two, so if you write your questions down while they're talking, at the end of the presentations, then we'll ask questions.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.